This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden continue to cast each other as a threat to Americans' day-to-day security. The November presidential election opponents both have public events Wednesday. President Trump is in the U.S. state of North Carolina, where he will deliver remarks commemorating the 75th anniversary of the ending of World War II. Biden, on the other hand, is in the U.S. state of Delaware, where he's speaking to the media and is expected to deliver a speech that his campaign says will hammer President Trump on school safety during the coronavirus pandemic and accuse the president of making the country less safe. Biden plans to visit Wisconsin tomorrow, days after unrest following the police shooting of Jacob Blake, a black man shot by white police. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Biden's trip to Kenosha comes after President Trump was there yesterday and came down squarely on the side of law enforcement amid violent protests without mentioning either Blake or underlying racial tensions.
These are not acts of peaceful protest, but really domestic terror.
The president and Biden have been dueling over who will make America safer, with the president warning of chaos under Biden and Biden saying the violence now is on the president's watch. His office says Biden and his wife will hold a community meeting and make another stop. Sagar Magani, Washington.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel said Wednesday Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny was poisoned with a Soviet-style Novichok nerve agent in an attempt to murder him. Navalny is in intensive care in a Berlin hospital. Merkel said Berlin now expects Moscow to explain itself and Germany would consult its NATO allies about how to respond, raising the prospect of new Western sanctions on Russia.